He doesn't seem that old, actually, but he's sort of getting to the veteran stage as far as the supercars concerned. It's going to be completely different this year, isn't it, regarding the supercars? I'm talking about Lee Holdsworth, who's entering now his 14th season in that arena. Lee joins us on the line. G'day, Lee.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good, good. It's worked out okay, hasn't it? Because you weren't too sure if you were going to have a drive this year or not.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a little bit nerve-wracking towards the end of last year. Our team didn't have a very good year, and it always reflects poorly on the driver. So I was sitting there, you know, trying to put together a deal, and fortunately, I came up with possibly the best deal I've had in my time in supercars.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, couldn't have worked out any better.
Well, you get to drive the Mustang. How is the car? And you must be excited and pumped to make your presence felt early in the supercar season.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be in the Ford Mustang with Tickford Racing and the Bottle-O. I've been wanting to be in this team for a long time now, and I've finally got my opportunity, but yeah, it's going to be a massive challenge with the new shape and aero package. We had a test last week, and all four of our cars ran really competitive times down there at Phillip Island, and now we head to Adelaide next week for the Adelaide 500, the Superloop 500, and it's always probably the hardest of the year coming back, having so much time out of the car. And then you get to a round that's usually around 35 degrees, and that means it's around 60 plus in the car. Mm. And we haven't been able to train for that, so always a massive challenge for us. And such an awesome track, awesome event.
Yeah, I know testing's different to race conditions, but we are. Well, I'm assuming you're pretty excited, given that all your cars had quick times, and I think you all finished in the top 10 quickest laps down
there.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I mean, we were actually pretty thrown back by it. They've done a few changes to the rules this year where we're not allowed to run a twin spring setup. So we've gone back to just a linear spring rate in the front and rear, and that's changed a few things with the way we set the cars up. So, you know, new philosophies coming in this year, and also with our new aero package, to nail it on the day and get somewhere in the window. I think, you know, we came away very, very happy, and especially me being in a new team, new environment, with those other things involved as well, to finish up in the top 10 in lap times, I was blown away, and it's really, you know, really promising for me, and gives me a bit of a confidence booster that we can only move forward from here. So bring on Adelaide. I can't wait.
Okay, and your sport is all about speed, mate. My only question really is, are the Mustangs as quick as your old car, as the old Fords and Holdens?
I believe they're quicker.
Quicker? They're quicker?
They've got a massive rear wing, but they're a very sleek shape, so the air flows off them very nicely. I think they're going to provide a bit more downforce. They certainly provide a lot more in the rear. So it's now about balancing up the aero package so we get a bit more over the front, because we've just got a little too much rear at the moment, rear downforce. But that's just a matter of trimming the wing out. They seem like they're quite good in a straight line, but now we've just got to work out how to balance it up so we've got grip over the front wheels as well. I think a big step up from the FGX.
Yeah. What about your opposition, mate? Do you take much notice of how they practiced and how they're travelling?
Obviously we keep a very close eye on all that. Yeah. And a lot of people were struggling on the day, at the test day. That's the only thing we can go by at the moment. Red Bull really did struggle a fair bit, but no doubt they'll come bouncing back pretty hard. I think the Walkinshaw cars, Walkinshaw Andretti cars, seem quite strong. Erebus are very strong. There's a number of teams that I think will come out of the box firing pretty hard, and hopefully ours is one of them as well.
Shane Van Gisbergen, he's won the last two, I think, Adelaide 500s. Is he the car to beat again this time?
Look, he's always strong at street circuit. Yeah. But both of those cars always are, you know, Jamie as well. But I think the guy that's going to be hard to beat is still going to be Scott McLaughlin. You know, I think with the with this new Ford Mustang, they've got them as well. I think they'll be very, very strong. And I think he may have been foxing a little bit at the test day.
Yeah, that's the problem with the test days as well, which are limited. That's another issue, isn't it? The lack of testing time you get. Lee, we're really delighted that you've got such a powerful team involved with 2019. We look forward to Adelaide and good luck with the Bottle-O Racing team.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys. Cheers for that.